This is Rabbi Nissan L. Broughton, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, April 8th, 2024. We continue Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph 23a, the second section. It's the green text. So end of last week on Friday, we had the name of Rab that there's 10 types of cedar trees, and we have a pasuk. We had a pasuk that had a number of terms. Gemara is now going to go through them. We'll just go through them very quickly. Erez is Arza, Shita is Tunisa, Hadas is Asa, Eitz Shemen. Again, right, the first is a word or words, right, from the Pasuk, and then the explanation. So Eitz Shemen is Afarsima, Brosh is Brata, Titar is Shaga, Ta'ashur is Shur Shurivna. All right, so again, just very quickly, right, cedar is Arza, Acacia is Tornisa, is right, that's what it's called in the language. Myrtle is Asa, pine tree is Afarsima, cypress is Brata, maple is Shaga, and box tree is Shorivna. Because if you consult a botanist, you can probably even just Google it. But nevertheless, the Gemara says, okay, so that's very good. There's a lot of them. Nice. Hani Shivahabu. That's only seven terms. Right? You only got seven, but you told me there were 10. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Dimi came. He said, Osifu Aleim Alonin, Almonin, and Almugin. Right? They added these three types of trees: Tebarinth, oak, and coral wood. And now the Gemara is just going to go through and tell you again what they would actually call that, and that is Alonin are called butme, almonin are called balute, and almugin are called kasita. Ikeda amre, some say that no, it's arunin, armonin, and almugin, that those are the three types of, the last three types of cedars. And arunin is are, and armonin is dulve, and almugin is kasita. All right, so again, just very quickly, those last three were bay tree, plane tree, and coral, and they are called are, dulve, and kasita in Aramaic, right? So that now that we're talking about coral or coral wood, so the Gemara is going to tell us a story. So it tells us this pasuk: "Vitzi adir lo yav renu." Right, that the great ship won't be able to, right, the Tziadir won't be able to pass over it, and that is the river coming out of the Beis Hamikdash. So now we have an explanation of what in the world that is. What's the big ship? So Amar Rav, Rav said, Zu Burni Gedola, this Tziadir is a very large ship, right? They used to collect the coral wood that they needed. So Hechi Abde, what would they do? How would they get it? Right, coral, as it sounds, is from the bottom of the river, right? So Maisi Sheis Alfe Gavi, they would take 6,000 men to Treser Yachi Shana over 12 months. But Amalei, some say no. Treser Alfe Gavi, right? That's 12,000 men, Bishisa Yachi Shana over 6 months. Right, so, okay, that's the argument. Vitani Lechala Ad Dishachna. So they would take this sand, Lechala is sand, and they would be towing the sand, they'd fill the boat with sand until it sunk. Ait adishachna. Benachas bar amorai, bekatar atune de kitna bichsita, bekatar le bisfinasa. Right? And then they would have, like, you know, some divers, I guess, get out the scuba gear. However they would do it, they go down, they take flax ropes, and they tie it both to the coral and to the boat. Right, so now you have this sunken boat, which is being attached, right? You have a rope that on both ends is attached to both the tree and the coral. And now the plan is, of course, once the ship, if you can get the ship to rise, it's going to pull the coral wood out, and the coral wood will be attached still to the rope, and they can go and retrieve it. So what would they do? Vinatle chada, they would now, instead of being towing the sand, they would take the sand out of the boat. So you got to send the people down, right? They got a whole scuba diving team, snorkeling, I don't know how deep it is, but whatever it is, they're getting down there, and they're removing all the sand. So once the sand is gone, the boat is going to rise back up to the top, right? Because Shadu Livrai. And then it's going to come back up. V'chama de medalia akra u maisa. And then as the boat comes up, so it brings, right, it's going to uproot that coral wood. And it's going to, right, akra is to uproot it, umasya, and it's going to bring it along with it. Umachlif alcha drain bekaspa. Right, each one was worth almost double in silver. That was very, 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 very valuable wood. Now, Tlas Parvasahamyan, there were three different ports. Tarse Bay Romai, two of them owned by the Romans. Vechada de Bay Parsai, and one was owned by the Persians. What they brought into those ports, we will see tomorrow, but that concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.